What a slope we had done.
Gopti Kamachara, we finished 9. Today is 10.
वृंदावनम सखी भुवो विपुने चिकीर्तिं जद्देवकी सुतपदं बुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणु अनुमत्त मयूर नित्यं प्रेक्षाद्रिपन्न वरतन्न समस्त वृंदावनम सखी भो विपुने सकीर्तिं जद्देवकी सुतपदं बुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणुमनु मत्तमयूरमित्यं प्रेक्षाद्रिसान्वपरतान्न समस्त जगत्। The gopis are in Mahabhav, Mahabhavati Gopi. In first sloka, last sloka that we have read, gopis are seeing anything in Vrindavan. Those who are related to Krishna, those things which are related to Krishna, they see that they are more sobhagyaman, fortunate than us. They have lot of, they can see Krishna, they can touch Krishna, and they can offer themselves to Krishna, and they have chance every time. But we are not so fortunate. We cannot touch Krishna, we cannot see Krishna, we cannot take Krishna in our heart, we cannot love Krishna. Any exchange we cannot do. There are so much disturbance in doing so.
So much obstacle.
They are thinking that Venu, though he is male, but yet he is so much fortunate that sometimes Krishna takes Venu in his hand. Sometimes he keeps it in his heart, sometimes he keeps it to his lips, sometimes he keeps in here, and sometimes taking this float, then he sleeps with them. But we cannot have fortune to be with Krishna in any way. We cannot sleep with Krishna. We cannot be on the lips of Krishna. So, if we do anything like Vansi, in our past days, what he has done, so that he has got so much fortune, we should also offer authorities so that we may like them. But at last they thought that they cannot do like this. So they saw Vrindavan. What Vrindavan? and these are the four prints of Krishna everywhere scattered. When they were sitting in the room in Vrindavan, ghost, they began to see, sitting there, they are seeing that all the trees, all the lata, creepers, even deer, everyone has, they are so much fortune that Krishna goes to them, to every creeper, to every tree. Sometimes they climb on the trees and play there. That Krishna feet, who is Aradhya of Brahma and Shankar, Uddhava and all others. Gopis have dreamed that feet which keep it all, my race, that Krishna lotus feet goes on the trees, on the branches of trees, in the kunja of Vrindavan, in ponds, everywhere. So they began to tell the mahima of Vrindavan. Glories of Vrindavan. How glorious is Vrindavan. Vrindavanam sakhi govind, O sakhi. Vrindavanam bhuo, bhuo mane prithivi, earth, on earth, itanot kirtim, express the kirti,
glories,
more than Vaikuntha, and why this earth is more glorious than heaven and Vaikuntha and other places? Because Vrindavan is on earth, and in this Vrindavan Devaki Suta Padambuja Labdha Lakshmi, Devaki Suta means Yashoda has two names, Devaki and Yashoda. So here Yashoda means Devaki Suta. Padambuja, lotus feet, the prince of lotus feet, has Vrindavan everywhere, in Gocharan, everywhere goes, without food, without any paduka, he goes there. Govinda Venum Anumattama Yuranitam. And Krishna, going from one forest to another forest, without food, and playing on Venu or Bansi, and hearing the sounds of Bansi or Veninar, Mayur, peacock, become matta, mad, and they think Krishna to be like cloud, and they make garjan, sounds of maid. Krishna plays on Venu in such a manner that it seems that clouds are roaring. So they become matta, mad, and begin to nitya, dance. How dancing? Upanishad Chakravarti is telling that seeing Krishna as a maid, as a cloud, they began to nurture, dance. When Krishna saw them dancing, he began to play on Venu. Then, hearing the roaring of cloud or Krishna Bansi, they became
enthusiastic.
And they began to dance more and more. When they were dancing, Krishna was
playing.
Both became so cheerful. And in dancing, peacocks lift their feathers. Krishna thought that as a puraskar
means
puraskar means to give anything, when I am pleased, I give you. Puraskar means
appreciation.
And appreciation, giving anything.
Now when you give something, when someone does something wonderful
dancing, anyone can do like this and give.
They give some, like a boom. Yeah, when someone performs something, like a dancer or actor, then they give
something. Then Krishna thought that they are so much pleased to give me their feathers, because they are thinking, Mayur, peacocks are thinking, we have nothing, only we have this very beautiful feather. God has given me in gift. So this gift, very precious thing, we are giving to. Krishna took it and kept in here, in his head. In India, if anyone gives anything being pleasant, then he takes and then takes. So Krishna told that, I will keep this thing always in my life. So he is taking the feather. Seeing this, peacock began to dance more pleasantly. And prakshadrishanu avartani samasta sattvam, seeing this, Krishna playing on floor with very good face and peacock dancing so beautifully, all the birds and all the sakha mane gopals, cowherds, cows and calf, and quail, cuckoos, saras, hansa, swans, everyone went on the Govardhan hill, but there is something
flat. It's called a plateau.
Plateau.
It's a flat top of the hill.
Achha. Not on the hill, but some high place, but very shamtal. Plain. And full of trees. On the benches of the trees, or on ground, every birds and everything. Krishna and Mayur, peacocks are lower and they are on upper side. From there they are seeing this scene very easily.
Like an audience. They are like the audience.
Audience. cowherds were very near on the same level of Krishna and Mayur. They began to talk very strangely. Ascharyajanak.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And amazing. All other first desa peacocks became mauna.
Silent.
All birds became silent. Only thing. So, prakshadrishani, avartani samasta sattam. Avartani means they forget everything. To speak, to sing, to fly, to play with their sons and youth. Cows left their calf. Calf left their mother. Mayur and peacocks and
peahens.
They became separate. They forgot each other. Only saying Krishna and hearing Bansinad and seeing dancing of peacock. Mayuri both were dancing. Avartani samasta sattam. Samasta sattam means each, every living many souls in birds, cows,
every living being.
Deer, everyone, those who were there, they became silent, they forget everything and began to sing. This thing. Here, gopis are telling that, oh, many have so much fortune, like Vrindavan, that Vrindavan keeps the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. May I keep? You have no fortune. Krishna is dancing with Mayuri. May we dance with our husband on the flute of Krishna? They'll be so angry seeing Krishna. And if they see Krishna and we together, then they'll be furious. And they will do anything they want. The deer, the trees, and all the birds, whether of water or ground, both classes of birds have so much. Fortune to go very near to Krishna. So we have no such chance to be with Krishna or to take the feet of Krishna on our breast or anything we can do. So if we die and be anything of Vrindavan, then it will be very fortunate for us.
धन्यात्ममूढमतयो अपि हरन्न एता जानन्दनन्दनमुपात्त विचित्रवेश आकर्ण वेणुरुचितं सह कृष्णसार पूजां ददौ विरचितां प्रणयाव
In Vrindavan, this are that Hiranya, that is, deer have come to Krishna very near. Krishna is playing on floor and they have come and they are doing their mouth is towards Krishna. Very near. Krishna can touch them. So say,
So they are very near to Krishna. And they are telling that. They are thinking that we are so unintelligent, mood,
full.
Why they are full? Because they can give their life only for sound, fifth sound. They don't know that from where this sound is coming to cut their hair. They only hear the sound and put up their eyes, and that bad comes and kills them. So they are mood. So they are being mood. I think that they are most intelligent. They are so fortunate, being so mood. They have no wisdom at all. Eta dhanna samuha mato api haranya eta. Eta means, as if they are seeing, eta means this haranya, dear. As if they are in home. No? But yet they are seeing from their inner eyes that Hiranya has deer has come and doing like this, as if they want to kiss Krishna. Nandanam upatavi chitravesham upatta mani grihita vichitra vesham. Krishna is so beautiful. Vesh means
dress.
Here, nava pradal, amrat pallava, pavaka guccha. We have this? The pavaka guccha. And the peacock feather here, pitambar vasan here, and having one flower here, Bajanti Mala, as if Krishna is in Kishore mad. They are saying, upaktavi chitra vesham, the base of Krishna, ornamented vesh means dress of Krishna. They are seeing with so much, mat hokar ke dekh rahe hain, chitra ko laga diya. They have given their everything to Krishna in seeing. They are not seeing here and they are only to Krishna. No
distraction of any type.
Full concentration. Akarna venu raditam. They are hearing the venu rinitam, Krishna venu nab. They are hearing. Sva Krishna Sara means with their husbands. Husbands are following deer. Their name is Krishna Sara. Those who have made himself Krishna as Sara. Sara means object star. Sar means here. The
essence
of life. Understand? They cannot live without Krishna. So they are called Krishna Sar. Sar means am an object of anything is Sar. So these deers have made Krishna their object and aim, Krishna Prem. So they are only following their deer, their wife. Why they are following? That they are loving Krishna to fool her. Deers are not seeing that the husband is passing them. Who is he's in bed behind me. Where anyone is, but they are so much engaged in seeing Krishna only. And Krishna sir, deer, is seeing her wife. His wife, that they are loving Krishna so much. We also love Krishna, but there is
no comparison. They love
no comparison. Deers are so much attracted that they don't know that where is their buddies, where they are, or who is seeing or who is not seeing. So deers are more fortunate than hirani, than female, than so Krishna sa pujang vadhau. They are not seeing their husband, but yet these deers are doing puja to Krishna with pranay. Like this, here pranay means from the corner of eyes they are worshipping Krishna from very near place. Pranaya valokai, to see Krishna with pranaya is doing to do archan. So they are doing. Gopis are here telling that deers have so much fortune that within in any life we will have no such person, because husbands are given privileges for their wife to see Krishna. We have no chance in any life that our husband will follow us and they will give preference that we should love Krishna and meet Krishna. Their husbands are seeing that they are doing archan with their pranay avalok. With pranay avalok? Affectionate looking glances. They are seeing and their husbands are appreciating. That is, you should do more and more. But our husbands are quite opposite. We cannot do so. So if in other life, other birth, we'll have so chance that we be dear, then we can go to Krishna with our husbands and we can do such service to Krishna. One thing that mental, they are thinking, gopis, that anyone can think. The gopis are, they are that full. To be full, no harm. If there is Krishna relation is there, and to be very buddhiman, intelligent, is of no use if he has no connection with Krishna.
So we should be fool.
We should be fool or anything, but we want to have connection with Krishna. We think that Yashoda and all those are like this. They have no tattva gyan. The Krishna is himself Krishna. But all tattva gyani wants to worship the feet dust of Nanda Baba and all Brijavasis. In our sampradaya, we first know tattva gyan. What is Krishna, what is Maya, what is the jeev, what is bhakti, and all things. And after that, we'll have to forget that Krishna is God. Krishna is Saraswarya Purna. We'll have to forget all this. And we'll have to follow any gopi. Any gopi. Especially Rup Manjari and our Guru. And we should start Krishna in that way. Aradhika.
But I think the gopis are most intelligent.
Most intelligent.
They are not fools anymore.
But they are pretending themselves to be so. And they are telling that anyone, in our mutt, there was a half-mad person. But he used always that Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, always. And everyone knew him as a mad. They cut joke with him and do so many things. But I always, in heart, give respect. Our Gurudev used to give respect, though he was half mad or anything. If anyone cut joke to him, Guru may at once, but don't do
that. Don't do that.
Govinda Baba. Govinda Baba, Govinda Nam. We don't know anything. We will, hum log darte the, mane hum, we will say that we should not sit with this person. But anyone who he be Rashtrapati or anyone, any officer, he will have pagadi and he will sit at once with him and he can talk very freely as they are accidents.
Govinda.
Now he is no more.
The gopis are feeling like this just because of Guraha Bhav. Because they are separate from Krishna, they are thinking anyone with any contact with Krishna and so forth.
Feather is vriksha, trees are anything, cough, fool, are buddhiman, dhani means wealthy, or very poor, of any class, whether it is Ulendi, or the Sparga, Aspara, anything. But he should have some relation with Krishna. They want to be so. Krishnam nirikya banitot savarupasilam. कृष्णं निरिच्य वनितो स्वरूपशीलं श्रुत्वा च तत्त्वपणितदेनु विदीष्टगीतं दिव्याभिमानवतया स्मरणनुसारा वश्च प्रसून खबरा मम भोर्विनिद्या सिंग दिस फेट ऑफ फॉर्चुनेट person of this dear at once. They are seeing from their inner eyes that devis of Swarga, Atpara, the wives of goddesses, they are also seeing Krishna and becoming mad and faint. Here they are told at first of fool. If any fool has relation with Krishna, they are so much higher. And again, devis are so much higher. But if they have link and relation with Krishna, they are also very superior. They want to be them goddess. They are full, they are intelligent, most intelligent. So they are saying that Krishna is playing on floor in Vrindavan, and at that time thousands and thousands of Viman
aeroplanes
came, and they are giving flowers on Krishna in Vrindavan. In their left, their wives are there sitting, so well decorated. In their head, here, there, very beautiful Aspara are there. Krishna niriksha vanitottava rupa shilam. They saw Krishna, the wives of the god, Aspara. Devya, Vimana Gatamana, sitting in the Vimana. They saw Krishna. How? In what way they saw Krishna? Vanitottava rupa silam. The roof. Roof means the beauty of Krishna they saw, and swabhav, nature of Krishna they saw. They saw The roof of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, is utsav for devi.
Festival for the
eyes. Festival of eyes. And we see, still means the nature of Krishna was also festival for devi's eyes. Not devi's, but whole vanita.
Whole women.
Woman. Who is vanita? Vanita means kishori only. Having affection with anyone. So much affection having here. All are called vanita. So the roof and the nature and the playing on floor, all are vanito uttav. Is festival for eyes. Krishna is in the shape of Varaha Pidam Natavarbapu Karnayo Karnitara. And Sita Praval Varhasto Kot Palabja Malan Prikta Paridhan Vichitra Vesa. In this shape he was. So, seeing Krishna, any Kishori can be made. Mar can come, Kam can come. And Sutva means hearing the Venu Nad. Venu, what is it? Venu, Vidikta Gitam. Vidikta Gitam means the sound of Venu flows, creating calm, smart in the heart of all Vanita, Kishori, Devya. Smart means calm, means frame, especially What?
Kamarupa.
Kamaru. Vivikta Gita. Dipyo Vimana Gataya. Seeing this, Vimana Gataya, those who were climbing on the Viman, Smaranannusara Bhrashta Prasunu Kabarabha. They become spent in the laps of their husband, but their husband could not say anything because they also had some love with Krishna, and they want that my wife should also love Krishna.
They're not envious.
No envious. Either the deer or which are upper and lower. But in middle, humans have some irsya if their wives have love for anyone other than him.
Jealousy.
So we are men, humans. Our husbands are quite above it. But the so intelligent and unintelligent both have affection for Krishna with their wife, and we are manen. Hum logon ka jivan nishfal hai.
We are disqualified.
Hum logon ka jivan hi nishfal hai. Our eyes are nishfal.
Unsuccessful.
Eyes, body, intelligence, everything is unsuccessful. Successful. Telegram. Come at once. Everything is suffering. So the mala means flowers and garlands fell down. Cover up. There
belt
became loose, and they became faint in the left of their husband. Their husband began to serve their wife, or oh, you are so obstinate. We have no, we love Krishna, but we have no such
love.
We cannot be like you. But we see that our husband are quite opposite to us. We have no fortunate, we are not such fortunate as this. So if in future birth will be birth in what in this birth aspara or baby, then we will be so fortunate.
I have a question. What is the qualification of these demigods? They actually were able to behold Krishna's pastime. Here they are.
And in Rasa dance,
and we see in Rasa dance, we hear they were.
They are thinking so.
Who thinks so?
As like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks, Chatak Parvata as Govardhan, as sea as
Yamuna,
and the forest
as
they have Uddipana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is called Uddipana. But they are on their what? अपने स्टेज में ही है they are not Govardhan, they are not Yamuna Arti, they are not so. If anyone, okay, flute is what? Bamboo. And Jada, not Chetan.
Dead, it's not alive.
They are not taking the rush of Krishna lips. What do they think?
Okay, but you mean to say there were demigods who were not there?
They may be there, but they are not testing all these things.
Then,
if from demigods, Lakshmi and Vijayapatni are so much a higher place, but they cannot go there.
Then how could they?
How could?
So why is that? So when it mentions that the demigods were there, it is only in the minds of the gopis that they are there.
They are seeing like so.
Yeah.
They have not done anything.
Yeah, therefore how could they have it?
They are demigods only,
yeah.
But they are seeing.
It is only the mind of the residents of Vrindavan.
It is the sign of Mahabhava that to look like so. It will be, they see us